Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea, and Jean has actually figured out a way to beat the system because she called before the program even started and said to Shane, can you call me back when she starts? And we said, of course we can. So I have much to talk with you about today, including theater, including I've had some new thoughts about the NFL, which I think may surprise you, because I've been thinking about it a lot. And I'll tell you why I've been thinking about it a lot and what the change in my perspective is and what I think we should do. But for right now, let's talk to Jean. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm much better today. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm okay. I just wanted to get your take on something. I'm really nervous. I got to get my thoughts together.
That's right. Just take a deep breath. You're going to be okay. I'm not going to bite you even once.
I don't want to go off the deep end like you say sometimes. I have a coworker or had a coworker that I've worked with for many, many years. It's been about 3 months. And he committed suicide. And like so many others, you wonder why. That's always the question.
Yeah.
And the problem I had, there were so many rumors and what have you going around the work area. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts are. When a person gets to that state of mind where they feel as though this is the only way, are they quickly to be labeled? Because many people are saying, oh, he was crazy or he must have been crazy or he... Is it as simple as that?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think that, first of all, one of the issues about being alive and being human is that we can contemplate options. And I think, for example, if you knew that somebody had chronic intractable pain, that they were just in pain every moment of their life, that you could understand that deciding to opt out, that they just got tired and they decided they really didn't want to do it anymore and they opted out. There have been a couple of movies in the last couple of months about people who are on life support who decided they didn't want to live that way anymore, and they opted out. I think we can always understand it, or perhaps more easily understand it, when it's a physical pain. When it's an emotional pain, when people can't see that they will ever feel any less awful than they do at this moment, then it's a little more complicated for us to understand because there aren't obvious symptoms. If somebody has cancer and they know that they're dying and they know that it's going to be a terrible death and it's going to be painful and lingering and undignified, we can say, well, you know, we feel terrible about it, but we can understand it. But when it's someone feeling that they have no way out, It's sort of interesting because as we both Shane and I admitted, which I think we're not supposed to do as professionals, but both of us did. Both of us felt horrible yesterday, and we came, and I think we just wanted a huge amount of sympathy. And I said to him and to me both yesterday, you know, we feel crummy, but it's not going to last. And once you know it's not going to last, you know, when you're in the dentist chair or when you get a blinding headache, that you know it's not going to last, you can tolerate it. When you have the sense that there is no way out, it's always going to be like this, it's never going to get any better, and it may get worse, the options of staying around and submitting to that pain can seem overwhelming. So I don't think you have to be crazy. What you have to do is be despairing. You have the sense that there is no way out, that you're literally trapped, and there's not, things are never going to get any better, which is why that sometimes people who are suicidal, if the intervention comes, can can avoid it, because it may be that even though they feel that there's no sense, there's no way out, that they can be medicated, or that it is in fact a temporary situation. And I think that people who, loved ones, professionals, people who try and save them, believe that. They believe that when somebody's feeling suicidal, it is a momentary feeling, that it may not be accurate. That they feel, the person who is despairing feels that it will never get any better. Those of us who hope to help them feel it will, and that we can help them get better so they won't feel this way anymore. Sometimes we're right. Sometimes we're not. So I think the idea that he had to be crazy is your coworkers arming themselves with the notion that as long as they're not crazy, they'll never feel that way. Because I've said before that when I was fairly young in college, that by the time I graduated, and I graduated fairly young, that each of my roommate, people on either side of me, and people across the hall, women across the hall, had all suicided. And at a school where there were basically, I think, 45 women in my graduating class, that's a pretty whopping percentage of suicide. So, and I did exactly what you're doing, which is saying, well, what makes them different from me? And so, you know, you can't really talk very much with somebody who's not there anymore. But so I think it's partially what's informed my career decision and my research, is saying, well, what is it about suicide? And I think what we understand is that it is that sense of despair, that we know, for example, that women who are depressed before they give birth are much more prone to postpartum depression than women who are not. We know that depression is a contributing factor to suicide. But there are also suicides that seem to have no sort of warning signs ahead of time. We know the warning signs when they exist, of people being depressed, people being very weepy, people giving away their most valuable possessions, people saying goodbye. But there aren't always those warning signs. We know that sometimes suicide can be a plea for help, and sometimes it's not at all. So it's a much more complicated action than just saying, well, they must have been crazy.
I've heard you say in the past that you thought a person that commits suicide, correct me if I'm saying it wrong or not using the right word, that it's a selfish act. It's a selfish act because they're not thinking about the people that they're leaving behind.
I probably said more that it's, you know, that the idea that when you're feeling great pain, you don't think about another soul. It's not that it's selfish or unselfish. It's just that other people's feelings are no longer relevant at that moment. You're just not capable of processing that. It's kind of like when you have a terrible headache and one of your kids says, Mom, you know, can you help me with this? What you're likely to say is, not right now. And it's not that you don't love your kid. It's not that you don't want to be helpful. It's just that you're being overwhelmed by something else at that moment. So I think that suicide is certainly a self-centered act. That's not the same as selfish per se. I don't think the intent is to say, I'm going to punish you, although that happens occasionally as well. But the motives for suicide are, if not infinite, are certainly varied. One is intractable pain. One is, in fact, punishment, I'll show you. One is a cry for attention. One can be just kind of a momentary glitch that because you couldn't get out of your own way, because there was... It's not a great decision under most circumstances, although I've certainly, hopefully, given you some thought that at some point that it may make at least some partial sense, or at least to find out whether or not the pain you're feeling is in fact endless, or in fact there is some choice about it, there is some end to it. That my point about suicide is that it's a time where you can't decide quite often what to have for breakfast. So deciding whether or not to stay around on this planet, you want to, that's a decision that is literally life-ending. So you want to make sure that you have all of your best self about you to make that decision. And sometimes people do. I think there truly are people who decide, you know, I've thought it all out, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And it is not a crazy act. It is perhaps not a generous act, but when you're feeling terrible, generosity is not necessarily on your agenda. Let me hold on for you for a minute, Gene, and see if there are any other questions I can answer for you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/...
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about
about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569, in case you are more numerical than... what would it be called? Literal, I suppose, by definition, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I guess it would be. All right, we're talking with Jean about her being really upset, and understandably, about the suicide of a coworker 3 months ago. And the consensus at work seems to be, well, he must have been crazy. And she's saying, is that true? And I said, well, not necessarily, although people who are suffering mental problems have a higher rate of suicide for the same reason that I was just talking about, is they feel there's no way out. That they're always going to feel this way, that they can't trust their emotions. And people who are depressed are obviously more at risk for suicide than people who are, for example, manic. And schizophrenia can sometimes be a contributing factor to suicide, although not as commonly as depression. Are there other questions I can answer for you here, or other things that you'd like to talk about?
I guess just the last thing is, I don't really know if there would have been anything I could say or do at that time to change his mind, if that was already what he decided to do. So I guess my last question is, if a person gets to that state of mind, what would you recommend?
Okay, very excellent question. Excellent question. Here's what I would suggest. Trying to convince somebody that they have reasons to live is a waste of your breath and a waste of their time. It just doesn't work, because just as in your question about whether it is selfish, that isn't how they're thinking about things. It's just not going to happen. But what you can say is, it must feel really lousy to be you right now. How about if we got you to somebody for you to talk to that can maybe help you? And if you still want to kill yourself, I suppose that's something that you have an option of doing, but at least you've looked at the options. So I think what I would do is go to somebody and say, gee, it must feel really scary to be you right now. Let's see, would you be willing to talk to somebody? And even if, look, there are family members who've called the police, for example. There are family members who've gotten people involuntarily committed. And my whole thing is, you're better off losing a friend or having somebody furious with you at Thanksgiving than having them die. So I think if anybody around you seems to be in that frame of mind, and you may not have any symptoms, they may not, but I think it's an important thing to not try to talk them out of it, but to get them some help.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. And I think that, it's really interesting. The people who have, I think it was Detroit, believe it or not, who did a pilot study where they took bartenders, cab drivers, and hairdressers and talked to them about suicide prevention. And the rate of suicide, because they figured that's the first place people go when they're feeling suicidal, is, that may be the place that somebody talks about what's going on for them. So I thought that was a brilliant solution. And the idea being that they didn't talk, it's not so much that they sort of worked as the alternative to a therapist, but they got the person to a therapist. So I thought that was a brilliant kind of program. Because that's one of the issues, is that quite often, even when people most need some help, they're not going to get it. So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your calling, and hopefully there'll be some, if not comfort, because I think we are haunted when people suicide, and we feel somehow responsible. As I said, when my roommate actually committed suicide on the night I was married, and the faculty advisor for my college was a psychologist, and I wrote and said, you know, how did I miss this? I feel so bad. Not understanding that he probably felt worse than I did about it. But what he said was really helpful in some ways and probably, again, helped me become a better therapist than I would have ordinarily. Is he said, don't be arrogant. You know, somebody decides to do this. You know, don't assume that you were that important to her. And I think it was both true and false at the same time, and comforting and terrifying at the same time as well. But the idea is, when somebody really decides that they want to kill themselves, quite often they do. Sometimes that isn't what they intended. They wanted some attention, or they wanted some help, or they wanted to punish somebody. But sometimes it is. And those people tend to keep trying until they succeed, or what they would view as succeed.
But therapy would be the very first place to start.
Well, at least getting, well, and the therapy actually isn't the first. Getting somebody hospitalized so they get out of their own way, so they actually can't hurt themselves, is quite often the best thing to do, just because it may be that what you're able to do is buy them some time, and that time gives them a chance to feel better or to find a therapist or whatever. So it's not, therapy isn't, for somebody who's suicidal, takes too long. You know, what you want to do is get somebody out of their own way to begin with. So it's not therapy is the first, it's just saving them. You know, it's just getting them so they can't hurt themselves temporarily. Which, as you can imagine, if somebody actually wants to kill themselves, they're not going to be thrilled about that either. So it's a complicated issue. And there are people that, I mean, who was it? Kevorkian was said that, you know, that people should be assisted suicide, that this should be something that people are allowed to do. And in some countries, it is acceptable. And I think it happens more often, but that's a different issue. That's dealing with the first thing that I think everybody understands, which is chronic intractable physical pain.
Right,
where people feel they're not going to get any better and that this is the only way out. And he's saying, why should we prolong people's suffering? And, you know, there is that whole kind of, it happens a lot more than we think. But, all right, so hopefully you feel a little better, or at least understand a little more, yes?
I do.
Okay.
And I thank you again, thanks.
Jean, I'm delighted I was able to be here for you. All right? Thank you. 855-99-DR-JOY. Lori, what we're probably going to do is start, and then I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you so you have as much time as you need. But let's get started on what I can help you with. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's on your mind, Cookie?
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy. I didn't realize it was you. The reason I'm calling is because I have a friend who speaks so much. It's incessantly speaking all the time. And sometimes it gets on your nerves. I'd like to know how to handle it. And also, there's another friend in our group who she always puts down. And I think it's because that particular friend dresses nicely and she's thinner than she is. How would I handle someone like that?
All right. Well, we've got three separate problems. So let's see. Let's separate them out. I'm sympathetic with you. I'm big around people who use words as a way of kind of enfolding you. I mean, let's tackle the other two first, because the other two are somewhat easier, right? So we'll tackle what to do when somebody badmouths somebody else. And what was the, so the first one is talking too much. The second one is badmouthing. What was the third issue?
No.
Right, you come. I'll tell you what. I'll come back to it in a minute anyway. All right, and we'll talk together. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. We're talking with Lori, who has a friend who, number one, talks too much, and second of all, badmouths people. What was the third issue?
She puts her down because I do think she's a little heavier than my friend that she puts down.
All right, but what's there? That was the second issue. What's the third?
No, that's
so. Those are three.
Yeah, right.
So she badmouths people in general, and is unpleasant about the one. All right, let's deal with those two because they're similar kinds of issues. With respect to the friend that she puts down, say, listen, I love you dearly, and I would never let Sarah say something ugly about you in my presence. And I'm going to have the same rule for you: is that I will listen to you talk about anybody positively, but it hurts my heart, and I know that you're a really nice person, and it's really troublesome for me. That's number one. And then you can expand that out to say, hey, listen, I have a tendency, my New Year's resolution, and I'm starting it now for the new school year, because that seems to me where all of us learn to be little rumor mongers, to say ugly things about each other, as it came from, I don't know, junior high school or something. But this school year and going forward, I've decided I'm going to say only positive things about people. And if I don't have something nice to say, I'm not going to say anything at all. And I'm going to expand that to saying I don't want to hear anything about anything negative about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And she may, and as long as you don't say, look, you're a gossip and I hate you,
right,
she'll probably listen to you say it, because you're not saying she's a bad person. You're saying, I have this problem with it. I, Lori, have this problem with it, and I don't want to do it anymore. I don't like that in myself, and I could use your help in not doing that. So I'd appreciate if you won't share that with me, and should I say anything negative about anybody, I'll give you $20 on the spot.
That's a wonderful suggestion,
okay.
Dr.
Right.
Joy. Thank you.
All right, now let's go back to the more complicated one.
Okay.
Which is, how do you, I mean, clearly, people who talk too much, I would go along and say that people who talk too much are insecure. And what they feel is that they stop talking, you'll stop paying attention to them. You'll walk away from them. So they talk as a way of keeping you almost tied to them, tethered to them. So one of the things that you can say when someone's talking too much is, you know, that's a really interesting thought. I thought maybe I should share my feelings on it as well. In other words, you can interrupt. And you could say, you can also say, do you know what? I just was trying to remember something. If you'll just give me a couple minutes of just silence, I think I could remember it again. In other words, you can't really say to somebody, you're exhausting. You talk all the time. Can't you be still? I actually had, and I was on a date with somebody, and this was years ago, and I was kind of nervous, I think, and I really wasn't that enamored of him, to be quite honest. And I think I was chattering because we were in the car, which I'm not crazy about long car trips, and so I was chattering, and which, you know, I've been known to do. And he said, could we just have a little silence? Would that be okay? And I thought, that was sort of an interesting approach, because it stung just enough for me to pay attention to it, but not so much that I thought, okay, I went out of this car, I'm going home. So, you know, and I think with a friend that you really care about,
mm-hmm. okay.
there's also the approach, and I'm not sure I would do it the same time we do the rumor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one of the possibilities, let me amend that a little bit, because I just thought of a way to do it kind of gracefully, of doing this whole thing of, okay, number one, you can't talk about Sarah, because it breaks my heart, and she's my friend, and I wouldn't let her say ugly things about you. Number two, it's a larger issue that I think there's a part of me that's been a gossip since I was a kid, and I don't like that part of me, so I'm going to change it. And I'd really appreciate it if you could help me by not gossiping about anybody. And should I gossip, if I say anything negative about anybody, I'll give you $20 every time I do it. And third of all, it occurs to me, since we're not going to be gossiping anymore, we may need to figure out two things. First of all, that it's okay to be silent with each other occasionally.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun. And also, you don't have to put the dun, dun, dun in it. And also, finding things to talk about that both of us are interested in, which means we can both have opinions. And that may at least slow her down, because if she's not talking all of the time, mm-hmm. that we have a little silence, we've given each other permission to just be around each other.
Mm.
And second of all, that we're talking about world events, or global warming, or movies, or whatever. So those are the three things I would try.
That's That's wonderful. Thank you for your suggestions. You are so wonderful. I always listen to you.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you very much. I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, Doctor. Bye.
My pleasure, Lori. Well, you know, we're 2 for 2 so far. I don't know, Shane. Maybe we should just hang it up and go home because everybody likes us so far.
Yeah. I might end on a good note that way, right?
Well, maybe we could keep it up for another couple of hours.
Do you think we can?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's the deal. You know, I had mentioned earlier, what have I got here? I've got 4 or 5 minutes. All right, that's probably all I need. All right, so I was thinking about this NFL thing with Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice, and I was thinking, okay, I just did a whole thing yesterday about discipline being not catching somebody doing something wrong, right? That's not the job of parent.
Mm-hmm.
The job of parenting is to help our kids understand consequence and to guide them on a path that they may or may not choose to follow, but at least to put that path out for them, to educate them. So I've decided, and I know that I was adamant about this because, I mean, the idea of whipping a kid with a stick just nauseates me.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of, you know, that video really bothered me. And I think I reacted more from emotion than from thoughtfulness. So here's mm-hmm. what I would do. The first thing I would do is I would have the NFL make it a requirement that you were not convicted of any felony before you could join the NFL. Like the Army, right?
Yeah, sure.
Number one, no felonies. Number two, that if you've been, everybody goes through anger management, period. Everybody in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, that if a kid has a violent record, they can't go and film, because this has
right.
to start before you're
yep.
a 23-year-old running back.
Exactly.
Right? This has to
yep.
start much earlier.
Yep.
So the deal is, because what we're trying to do is deter, right? Not punish per se, but deter.
Right.
So number one, I think the deal has to be, if you've ever been convicted of any felony, any violent crime, that you cannot be in the NFL. Period. That's it. Number two, that everybody who joins the NFL has to go through anger management and sensitivity training. Period. No exceptions. And that the anger management can be tailor-made to whomever the person is, so it's not blanket, it's not uniform, it's not everybody goes to sleep like going to driver's ed once you've gotten a traffic ticket. No. It's specific stuff where people, and so we're changing the requirements, the admission requirements, and hopefully the climate. So a 15-year-old who smacks his girlfriend around is not going to get in the NFL if anybody finds out about it, right?
Right.
The other thing that we do is that we encourage the climate that says this isn't the way to be a real man. Real men don't hit children and they don't hit women. Now what do we do? So I think we have to revise the entire requirement because then we further say, because these guys really were not put on notice about it very much, that if there's even one example of domestic violence during your career, one, you are out. Because unless you do that, it's going to be hidden and it's going to occur. But the point about Adrian and Ray is that they weren't told any of that. That they existed in a climate where it was at best ambiguous or ambivalent. There was there's no rules.
Yeah.
So the question is, what do we do about these two guys? Well, I mean, I think that they are certainly culpable, and had they done this as civilians, they'd both be in jail, which dealt with your issue yesterday about losing their jobs.
Right.
But I think what I would do is make them the poster boys at this moment. Instead of suspending them indefinitely, I would probably suspend them for a year.
Okay.
With the idea being that during that year, that they receive some kind of salary,
yep.
not mm-hmm. their full salary, because
right.
$4 million, I mean, even half of $4 million is an awful lot of loot.
Right.
But something. And during that time, they go through anger management, and they go on the road to
right.
talk about
yep.
violence and to go to each of the teams in the league. And it's mandatory that these guys get up in front of them and say, this is what can happen to you, except if it happens to you when you're in the NFL, you're out.
Yes, I could not agree more.
So rather than taking these guys and pretending that they're unique or unusual, they are not. They got caught.
Yeah.
And we know that this is, to say it's the tip of an iceberg doesn't begin to explain. It's the fragment on top of the tip. I mean, it's, so change the ethos. Give these guys some kind of sanction, but make them go as poster boys to say, this shouldn't happen. It's going to cost you a career. It wasn't worth it. There are other ways, you know, that I've always had an anger problem. I was beaten, whatever it is. Right, that's my solution. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with
with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, so part of the reason that I sort of rethought my whole thing about the NFL and Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson is that it seemed that, I said one thing about them and another about parenting, and, well, they're adults. And to a certain extent, I don't know that that adults should, that the NFL is parental per se, but it occurs to me that they have that role. And for those of you who are not keeping up, I think Adrian Peterson was suspended, I think, for the season, wasn't it, Shane?
It's just indefinite at this point. Yeah.
I think both of them are
going to
be reinstated.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, I think depending on their sense of remorse, I guess, among other things, and I would pay the minimum wage. I would pay the minimum wage for the next year, with them going to each of the teams in the NFL and holding mandatory seminars, and going through anger management and basically being the poster children for saying, what, this could happen to you. And I think Roger has to go, because I don't think he's going to implement any changes. Look what's happened. He sort of covered up, he whitewashed with Ray Rice, and then with Adrian, it took public opinion to get him to do anything. Mm-hmm. He'll be all right.
Do you think he's going to go at this point?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would assume so, but it's just taking so long.
I think he's probably made a deal that said, look, I'll go if under these circumstances, I won't make a fuss, and I won't. But yeah, I think he's been incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
I think if his no matter what, how you describe his goal, to facilitate or to the expansion or to help the image or to promote public awareness, he's failed on all of those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
All he's done is made a bunch of really rich guys richer. I don't know that that's his job description, although that may also be why he's still around.
Yeah, I was going to say that's what's keeping him there, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, so the deal is, I think he has to go, and I think the next guy has to, and it would be lovely if it was Condoleezza, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree, yeah.
I'd even, Bill Clinton would be great at that. I was really
sorry. I'm not sure he'd want to do it, but.
I've always thought he should be president of the UN.
I agree.
Because he has all that clout.
Yeah, perfect.
And, what I would do is just, but I actually sent him a letter once that said I thought that would, he's got all that clout and all that sort of charisma, and he could make the UN really incredibly viable again. So
yes.
I would, because I'm a fan of the UN. I really am. So the point being that there needs to be those things that say once and you're out, that anybody who's been convicted of a felony can't join the NFL ever. That you have sensitivity training, including anger management, and it would change everything. Because if kids knew that you smack your girlfriend, you're not going to go, you can't play in the NFL. I mean, presumably some of that aggression would. I mean, because what we're trying to do is get a deterrent. Punishing people after the fact when they didn't know what the rules were is not fair.
Well, and especially there's such a push for these kids to be prepared early for this, anyways. So I mean, make that part of it too.
I agree. Yeah, it's a good point that if we're going to start the rules early, that we should start the training early as well. I mean, look, these kids are taught to block and to run and to throw. Why shouldn't they be taught to control their own emotions, their own anger? Because anger is a perfectly normal, reasonable, not bad emotion. There's nothing wrong with anger. It's the physical acting out of it that's a problem. So, all right. The other thing I read about, which was an interesting article in New York Magazine, And it said in the old days that everybody could argue about sports, and there was no harm, no foul, that you could sort of boo the Red Sox or the Yankees or whatever, although I'm not a fan of booing. And everybody at the end of the game would go and you know, have a beer together. And now that that sports has become about politics as well.
Yeah.
Everything's become about politics.
It has.
And the idea that
it's
we can talk about anything gently. I mean, they used to be bar bets and nobody really cared because, you know, it really didn't make much difference. And now that it's all about, you know, this, you know, permissiveness or liberalism or conservative and...
it gets tiring, doesn't it?
exhausting. And not much fun. I mean, the idea that we can have differing opinions, as I said, for a large part of my life, I was, you know, I was a debater. I know that doesn't come as a great shock. And part of the deal about being in the National Forensic League, which was interestingly enough, the NFL, slightly different. Didn't ever have to wear a helmet or shoulder pads. Well, shoulder pads were optional. Is that you had to be able to take both sides of the question, that you had to take pro and con on any particular question, and you didn't know till the meet, to that round, which you were, if you were pro or con. So you could be in round one, you could be pro, same question, round two, you could be against it. So you had to be able to see both sides of the question, and you had to be able to present both sides of the question, which is a great training ground for thinking, right? Because no matter where your heart lay, it didn't make any difference. You had to be able to make logical, effective points on either side. So that we liked that a lot. And so for a large part of my life, I thought, well, you know, I can do this. So when, for example, a date would say, well, it's green, I would say, well, what if we thought of it being yellow? I mean, what would happen then? And I thought, this is really fun. And we talk about it. And I'm thinking, wow, this is really fun. And he's saying, he's going for my jugular. So we sort of learned that, I guess early on, that being able to see both sides of the question was not necessarily a huge advantage. And now it's deadly. It's lethal. I hosted a program for a year where I would have people who came on and they would, whatever they were against nuclear power or something, and I would have them say, okay, take the other side, explain why nuclear power is the wave of the future. And they were not necessarily thrilled with me. So, all right, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99. What have I got here? I've got about another minute. So if there's something you want to talk about, whether it's the NFL and my brand new, we could call it the Joy proposal. We don't have to call it anything.
I like it.
And I think the guys should be paid minimum wage for a year. They should be on suspension for a year. But if they, you know, if they do a good job and they put their heart into it and they don't bash anybody during that year, I think they should be reinstated. Because while I think that their acts were despicable, they weren't. I mean, and yeah, you can argue, and I would not disagree with you, that, you know, grown-ups should know we don't smack smaller people around and we don't deck them. And, you know, that there are other ways that we can love people without hurting them. Yeah, they should know, but they clearly didn't or wouldn't. So I think that, assuming that they get into this, that it makes some sense to me. And the NFL should change everything. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.